Welcome back to Disclaimers Aside, a bi-weekly podcast where I share the raw and honest stories of people in my community, Disclaimers Aside. I'm your host, Aisida Amadou, and let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to Disclaimers Aside. Who am I with today?
Me?
Why'd you say it like a question?
Well, I didn't know I was gonna have to introduce myself.
Why don't you just like briefly introduce yourself, since we recorded a podcast episode around this time last year?
That's true. My name is Hanima, my sister's younger sister. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. I'm technically youngest sister, but you know.
For now.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just kidding. Unfortunately, yeah, we're only three. We always wanted a little brother, but it's okay.
We have a little brother.
I think we talked about this exact thing on the last time, on the last episode we recorded together.
That.
But how are you doing this week?
It's a Monday. Summer just started, so like, I'm free.
Girl, my mom told me the other day, she was like, and she was even telling some of our other family friends, this girl has been partying every single day. Oh. That's what mom said about
her. Actually, that is true, because I think the last day of school, went to my friend's house. The next day, I went to my friend's house. The next day, we had a pool party. And the day after that was a birthday party. And that was yesterday. Today's the first day that we're not doing anything because, like...
Oh, I thought you had plans today, too.
No, band camp starts. I have to go to school.
No, that's crazy. You've been having a good summer. You've been having a better summer than me. And I've been off of school for, like, 3 weeks at this point.
Yeah, but, like, you came back when I was still taking AP tests. So, like, I'll never forgive you.
Speaking of AP tests, how did the end of your junior year go?
Oh, yeah, it was about as expected. Pretty boring. More work than I thought I would have. I thought I'd have no finals, and then all my teachers were making up stuff to make as my final. Especially bio. I was like, oh, we're just not going to do anything. She was like, no, I'm going to give you this evil article on CRISPR-Cas9. And I was like, girl, what?
Who's CRISPR-Cas9?
It's not even a person. It's a genetic system. Long story short, she gave us this research article written by these awful human beings. And these terrible people think that they're so smart and so slick. And so when they wrote their dumb little article on CRISPR-Cas9, okay, they wrote it with the worst English ever. So, like, even the English majors... I don't know. Even the English majors wouldn't even know what the hell they were trying to say with their dumb-ass sentences. And it was supposed to be, like... It was supposed to be, like, oh... We can use CRISPR-Cas9 to do this. And then they would just phrase it in the most terrible way. To where you, like, could not tell what they were trying to say. It was evil. And she was like, yeah, I'm gonna make you all do articles. You're gonna all have to read these articles written with awful English. And you're gonna have to summarize them. Tell me what the claim, evidence, reasoning is. And explain the graphs. Because some of the graphs were really complicated. Except we went to go pick the easy one. Like, we wanted to do BRCA1, which is breast cancer. Because we kind of learned about that. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. All the other groups took those. So here, take this one that I think is cool. And it was the worst one. She literally gave us the hardest one. Like, after we finished our presentation, because we're like the last group to go, she was like, yeah, honestly, these guys had a really hard one. And I was like, why did you tell us to do that one? I swear, the only reason why she told us to do that one is because it was too hard for the rest of the class, and the three of us were the only people who could have done that and not, like, flop the presentation. Like, on God.
So she had you guys doing this instead of reading The Great Gatsby?
No, this is for bio.
Oh,
this is my bio final.
For a second, I thought this was AP Lang.
No, but, like, if I this is the kind of writing I would see in Lit. I think the Lit writing would be easier than what they were talking about in that paper. Like, it was literally so bad. Like,
so do you think, because a lot of people say your junior year is typically your hardest year. Do you think that that's true?
Okay, sophomore year, in terms of work, was low-key worse. Like, I'm going to be real. It really was worse because of AP Chem and AP Chem alum. I guess I'd say sophomore year was worse, honestly. Like, it was less fun, too. Like, with junior year, I can't act like it wasn't work. It definitely was a lot of work at times, but, like, I just had better classes in the sense that, like, they were hard, but they weren't a lot of work. Whereas AP Chem was really hard, and then there was so much work for literally no reason. So I was definitely better off this year. Yeah, I thought AP season would be worse because I was like, oh no, I'm gonna have to take 4 AP exams. plot twist. I didn't study for like half of them. You can't study for English. What are you supposed to
do? You really can't, yeah.
And then by the time math came around, I was like, I literally don't really need to study because I've already studied for the final. And the final was also really early this year. Like, I think for math, we ended up taking the final like 3 weeks before the AP exam, which was so evil because I was like, dog, I want more time to study for this final. But they were like, no, the final's gonna be like early. And it was because it was supposed to be like 2 weeks before the AP exam, which is a lot more reasonable. But then there was supposed to be like a pep rally, a dumb assembly thing the next week. So they had to make it 1 week earlier. And I was like, dog, I could have done so much better on that final. You gave me that extra week to study. But whatever, it doesn't matter.
No, that's what I realized when I was in, I think my junior year, is that if you study well enough for the final, you don't really need to study that much more for the AP exam, depending on the class.
Yeah.
But I agree. My junior year, I think, was my most chill year. I think my hardest year for me was my senior year.
Yeah, senior year is not going to be fun. Yeah, it's just not. Like, junior year was like, oh no, so many APs. Senior is like, so many APs, and also like, at least two of them are APs that I just genuinely fear. Like,
which
irrationally.
Ones?
Like, AP Lit.
Aww. Okay, honestly, with AP Lit, I think it depends on your teacher.
Well, it's Mrs. Rose. It will be Mrs. Rose.
You already got your teacher?
No, but I already know. It's probably going to be Mrs. Rose.
Oh. You don't know. Well, I think she's the better teacher of the two.
Yeah, she is the better teacher of the two. Yeah. But it's also, like, either way, like, no. Just no. Okay, and then Physics C, like... I hate physics.
I thought you were taking... Kid. Oh, you're taking Physics C?
Yeah. I'm not a physics kid. I've been...
I think you should have signed up for APES,
too. I've been dragging on all of the physics people all year because I've been in my element, which is bio, and now I have to go to Physics C, which is peak physics people. I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, good luck with that.
What it is. Like, I'm looking forward to being in a class with my friends. I'm not looking forward to being in Physics C, specifically.
It's gonna be rough, but you'll get through it.
Yeah.
Last week we watched The Little Mermaid live action. I thought we could do like a little recap on some of our thoughts on the film.
Eric was crusty.
That's what we both agreed, that Eric is crusty. So why? Crusty. But most people disagree. Like, my friends watched it and they were arguing with me in the group chat.
No. He's not hot. Like, nothing about him is hot. In any way, like, even when I looked at him, and I wasn't even like, oh, he's ugly. It wasn't even he's ugly. It's just that he's not hot.
Exactly.
Like, I don't really think he's ugly. He's just not attractive.
He's a step down below an average Joe.
He's just not hot.
Like, that's not what we're expecting.
He doesn't
live up to Prince Eric.
He doesn't really have attractive qualities, which is like, well, I mean, whatever. But like, he's just not hot.
There was that. Also, another complaint I personally had with the film was I wish that they had more scenes with the sisters in it and just showing more of the underworld.
Well, I disagree because, like, they gotta follow the original. Okay, they followed the original.
I will give them that. They pretty much followed the original to a T.
Like, actually, I haven't even... Like, I was watching it and I was like, yeah, this is the original.
Line by line, actually. I rewatched the original a couple weeks ago because I needed a break from studying for finals.
Wow.
So it was pretty fresh on my mind, I gotta say, when I watched it.
And
the
they kept
action.
Some of the most iconic lines, too, I remember.
They, like, really did.
I don't know which ones, but, like, they definitely did. I think Ursula says something to, like, King Triton when she bippity-boppity-boos him into out
Ursula
of existence.
Ursula was perfect. I'm so sorry. She was actually so
well,
perfect.
Well, she was missing the mole.
I'm Minus
complaining.
The mole. Minus
I'm
the
complaining.
Mole. She was perfect, and I feel like...
I feel like if she was just a little bit more dramatic, I would have liked it a little bit better. But I think she did pretty good.
I also do think one thing that could have been done better was Vanessa. I think...
Really?
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people really like Vanessa. I liked her, too.
I think Vanessa could have been done a little bit better.
What do you mean?
Just in terms of the actress that they chose.
Oh, you mean just, like, her appearance?
Yeah, looks-wise.
No, I thought she was fine. I thought she looked pretty accurate to what Vanessa looked like. She was pretty. And I think the acting for Vanessa was really good.
I think the acting was really good. I really liked the fusion of, like, Jamaican culture into the film this time.
Yeah, just, like, spontaneously. I like that.
A lot of people were saying, though, that since Prince Eric's mom was black, they could have easily made
exactly.
him black.
Exactly.
And that's a major complaint for me.
I'm just saying, she didn't have to marry a white man.
She really didn't, but Disney really wanted to push that agenda. Overall,
are they
though,
colonizing her?
Overall, though, I really enjoyed it. I rated it 5 out of 5 stars, and I personally like it more than the original.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just objectively better than the original. Like, it's not worse than the original in any regard, so. better.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so disclaimers aside, what is an unpopular opinion you have?
Just like in general?
Yeah. It can be about anything.
Sweatpants. I'm gonna go with sweatpants. I hate... Okay, sweatpants are overrated, first off. Second off, specifically, if it's the sweatpants where it cinches at the bottom, ugly.
I like those.
No, I think they're ugly. I think they're the scum of the earth. I think it... No. I can't look you in the eyes if you're wearing these sweatpants that cinch at the end. It's just hideous. It doesn't...
Like the cuffed ones?
Yes. It doesn't matter what your body type is. It's not even about that. It just looks ugly on everyone. Like, everyone looks bad in those. I'm sorry.
Not even, like, a sweat set?
Not even... Well, what do the sweat sets look like
it
again?
Looks so... You look so put together when you're wearing a sweat set.
No, no. Because this is giving me trauma to my friend that only wears sweatpants and, like, a sweater. And, like, they're vaguely the same color. And, like, no.
Don't get me wrong. I definitely think you do have to, like, try a little bit with sweatpants and, like, to look no, put together.
I don't think you need to do that much. I think you just need to get the correct pair of sweatpants.
Like this, for example. And it's then very wear, much like an good... airport fit.
Okay, fine. That gets a pass. That gets a pass.
Yeah, like sweat sets
are I like the way it cinches at the bottom. Okay, I don't the like the ones where it'll cinch at the bottom and then there will be extra fabric. Like,
oh, right, I think I know what you mean. Ankle. It's like a cuff almost.
Yeah, the cuff. Yeah. I think it's ugly. I think it's the ugliest thing known to mankind. Okay, if it doesn't have that, then, like, maybe. But if it has that, like, I'm a goner. Like, you're donezo. It looks stupid. It looks ridiculous. It looks ugly. I don't know who came up with that. And for reference, my thoughts of sweatpants are if they are not the ones that are oversized and just go straight down, I don't want it.
Don't get me wrong. I like oversized sweatpants. Like, I'm not going to wear sweatpants if they're tight.
Then why do you wear tight sweatpants?
I knew you were going to say that. That's not even
true.
It's because I have a pair of these sweatpants that...
They're ugly.
I think they're Fila sweatpants that I bought from Marshalls, like, during the pandemic when
you have multiple pairs of sweatpants, my guy. You're not fooling me.
I don't have as many anymore. I used to have a lot more. Because when I used to be a barista, like, I was in my sweatpant era. I liked wearing sweatpants to work. Like, I liked to be comfortable. But these... I kept this one pair
just
of sweatpants.
Just get oversized sweatpants, man.
That are a little bit tighter. Because when I bought them, I had thought that they were, like, an XL or an L. But really, they were a medium. So, ooh, they're, like, they're a little bit tight on me. But the reason why I keep them is because I don't have that many, like, bottoms that I like for working out. So, it's nice... to work out or, like, as a
well,
pajama.
Well, that's the only exception, but, like, get leggings.
I would never wear them out, though.
Okay.
Well, I would never wear them out, like, that's just like fine. That. You know?
So
you have to keep some bummy clothes.
Subject me to seeing them all
exactly.
the time.
You only ever see me in the house, so you see,
like, I don't bum it in ugly sweatpants. I bum it in, like, shorts, which is so much better.
I know,
than, like,
but sometimes
sweatpants.
I'm just not in the mood to wear shorts, you know?
Then wear leggings. It's nearly the same thing as wearing sweatpants.
I don't know. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get a, like,
please,
a good
please
pair of
get
sweatpants.
Better. Oversized, y'all. Oversized. It goes straight down. Especially when you pair them with the Converse and they're, like, drooping over your Converse and it's covering, like, the back of your foot, like, nearly your heel. That's the correct way to do it. Like, come on.
Okay, well, I feel like you're low-key a fashion girly and you have very... I feel like some of your fashion
very
takes...
Very opinionated, yes.
Yeah, you have very opinionated... opinions.
I like
about
very
fashion.
Specific things, and if you're doing it wrong, like I literally things. I won't tolerate it. I won't
so,
stand for it.
I feel like you're the perfect person to record a trendy or timeless episode with. Basically, for context, if you haven't heard the first episode, I recorded a trendy or timeless episode with my friend Sophia a couple months ago. I'll link that one in the show notes if you guys want to give it a listen. But the way it works is I have a bunch of trends listed. I asked you guys for some of your guys' favorite trends in general. They don't have to be, like, fashion related, but a lot of these ended up being fashion trends.
Makes sense.
Because I feel like fashion trends are the things that people notice the most.
Yeah.
And I think are the ones that tend to be the most
hot. Like, what else are you going to talk about? Like, architecture?
Some people listed, like, aesthetics and things, but we'll get into that. Or, like,
that makes sense.
Interior design choices or whatnot. So
I'm not experienced in that field whatsoever, but maybe mom can.
Yeah, but basically, this is not you saying whether or not you agree with the trend or you like the trend. It's more of, like, do you think this trend will last the test of time? Like, is this a timeless okay. trend, or is this just kind of, like...
It's a phase.
A phase. Exactly. Okay. So the first one, this is a non-fashion related one to start off, TikTok.
Ooh.
Do you think TikTok will be, like, the next Instagram, or do you think it'll be, like, Snapchat that's kind of dying? I mean, Snapchat is still
there. Is Snapchat dying?
That's what my friend said. Not Snapchat. Okay. So my friend Samuel was saying that BeReal is dying.
BeReal! No!
Yeah, do you... Okay, that's a whole different one. Unrelated, do you think BeReal is dying? Because you actually use it.
A little bit. I'll say, like, the people who are still going, I think they're so impressive because, like, I don't really use BeReal anymore. Like, I'm going to be honest. It was funny for the first couple months, and then I really got tired. But, like, the people who are still going are dedicated. So, it's, like, I don't think it's going to decline significantly from where it is now. But I will admit, it is kind of dying in the sense that, like, they added, like, this new system where, like, if you take the BeReal on time, you get a bonus BeReal. And I think that's good, and I think that's, like, a good incentive for people to actually take their BeReal on time, because people would be fake and just, like, save it for when they're doing something later. Mm-hmm. But, like, that bonus BeReal doesn't get archived, so you can't look back at the bonus BeReal, which I think is bad, because then what's the point of having the second BeReal if you can't look at it later? And then also, it's, like, I think they added, like, you get two bonus BeReals, which I think is too much. Like, I don't think someone should be taking three BeReals in a day. Like, what are you going to do with that? Like, no one...
Then it's not BeReal anymore.
Exactly. I think people should just get, like... I think the bonus BeReal was good. I think we should have kept it at two. I think over time, though, people are going to get tired of it. Just because, like, there's not a ton you can do outside of being real on BeReal. Whereas, like, with Instagram, there's a lot more, like, options. Like, you can look at stuff. You can look at, like, art or other people's posts and, like, message people and stuff. Whereas, like, BeReal, it's just, like, you just post the BeReal, and that's it. So, yeah, I would say BeReal will eventually die out, for sure.
Are you the type of person who actually is real and posts on time, or do you wait?
Oh, no, I'm fake.
Because I noticed Rukia is definitely fake.
Okay, because for me, I don't like posting on BeReal anymore, just because, like, I think it's too inconvenient without my hijab. But it's also, like, I don't want to unfriend the people that I have on there that can't see me without the hijab. So yeah. It's, like, that's why I just don't use BeReal as much. Like, if I did what Rukia did, which was from the get-go gatekeeping my BeReal, then I would have kept posting every day because it takes, like, 2 seconds and it's really such minimal effort. But because I have to get dressed before I do that, it's really annoying for me. So I never want to take my BeReal unless something important's going on, because if something important's going on, I'm probably dressed for it. So I'll already be dressed, so then I'm okay with taking the BeReal. Yeah. But it's like, unless that happens, I don't take the BeReal most of the time. So yeah, I'm pretty fake with it. But also, like, I genuinely just don't post, like, often, like, at all. So
that's why I didn't want to get it in the first place, because I knew that it would just be so much work, and I would be fake anyways, and what's the point in that when I have Instagram? And
I think it's funny to see other people who are being real, so.
No, I like that.
Sometimes I'll pop in, I'll post something.
Yeah, but yeah, that's just kind of something that one of my friends was bringing up as, like, a social media app that's, like, low-key dying. But do you think TikTok is going to be timeless or trendy?
Ooh. I think TikTok is going to go very strong, but I don't think I can say it's quite timeless.
Like a YouTube type thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be YouTube. It's going to survive for a very long time because the TikTok people are loyal, okay? These people love that. They will keep it alive. I don't think it's going to be timeless, which is also probably a good thing.
I kind of disagree. I think originally when it first came out, I thought it was so going to be a trend, and I didn't really foresee it kind of lasting anything past like a year or two. Now, at this point, it started in 2019, so it's been, like, 4 years, I want to say, since it's been a social media app, and it's really, really popular, and I think people our age are definitely more optimized to, like, consume short-term content over long-term content. I know, like, a lot of people's brains are kind of getting adjusted to that, so I feel like people definitely prefer, like, TikTok these days over something like YouTube.
That's true.
But at the same time, like, I do understand the argument of it not lasting for... I think there it'll evolve. Be an end. I think it'll evolve. No social media platform has ever been... Because even think about Facebook, like, it's still in existence technically, but it died for sure.
It peaked a long time ago.
Which, for me, the app that I'm really going to be sad to see go is definitely
Instagram. Don't say Pinterest.
What? Pinterest? I feel like
Pinterest will never die.
It'll always be a thing because it's such a low-key app.
Exactly. Everyone is okay. There's no opposition to Pinterest.
Pinterest,
is,
yeah.
Anyways.
I'm just going to be really sad to see something like an Instagram go, because I really love Instagram, like, with my whole heart, like, over TikTok any day.
Well.
But I don't know. I don't know where I saw this. I don't know if it was a TikTok or if it was a podcast that I was listening to, but they were saying that the next generation Alpha, like, is going to just abandon social media. And, like, that...
Completely?
Yeah, like, it's going to be their form of, like, rebellion. Because think about it, it's, like, all of the... It's the kids, the children of that generation of, like, family vloggers. Family vloggers who, like, are constantly putting camera... So Gen Z are vloggers? It's Gen... Not... Yeah, so Gen Z are, like, the vloggers. Gen Alpha, I guess, is what they're calling, like, the second... The newest generation, yeah. I guess. That's, like, you know, just being born now. And so that generation is going to, like... grow up in a childhood where, like, cameras are constantly in their faces, they're constantly used to, like, every single moment being captured and, like, capitalized on social media. And so when they reach adolescence, they're going to, like, abandon social media as a form of rebellion.
Counterculture?
And you're starting, yeah, basically a counterculture, and you're kind of starting to see that happen too with, like, the trend. There was, like, a New York Times article of these, like, teenagers in New York who decided to switch out their smartphones for, like, flip phones.
Why? Just why? Like, you... No!
And Rukia,
like,
was...
it's not even about, like, oh, abandoning social media. It's like, why would you just downgrade like that? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't use social media either, babe. I really don't care. Like, the only things I use social media for are not to look at other people or whatever other people are doing. I'll be looking up, like, art. I'll be looking up, like, fan art. Or just, like, consuming more media, the media I like. Like, if I watch my shows, I'll be looking up stuff for my shows, like, fan art for my shows, like, jokes about my shows, okay, or, like, my video games, okay? Mm-hmm. I really don't use social media to be social or media, okay?
I agree, that's a
but
little...
But you didn't need to ditch your phone for a smartphone, okay? How am I going to be watching Netflix? Like, hello?
I know, no, I agree, that's
Crunchy
a little...
Crunchyroll, too, like, come on.
I agree, that's a little too far.
That's ridiculous.
I think it's a little too far, but I understand the sentiment behind it.
So, but it's like,
I don't know.
You could have just deleted your social media. Like,
it's not that deep.
You just, it's getting.
But I think that is the only case in which apps like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube would die. Is like if there was a mass trend of that.
Yeah.
Okay, the next trend is reading. And let me give some explanation, because obviously, like, reading is something that's always historically been done. But all of a sudden, recently, there's been a trend of reading becoming more mainstream again, because I feel like for us growing up, like, reading was not mainstream like other generations.
What?
Yes, if you think about it, not everyone, I think when you're a kid, obviously, like, kids tend to read a lot, but, like, for example, at your high school,
yeah,
does everyone read?
No one reads
these days. But yes. All of a sudden, on TikTok...
I don't think there's a reading revival going on.
Okay, maybe because you're not on that side of TikTok, but there has been an influx of, like, lifestyle creators who typically don't really read or talk about reading, get into reading. And these people are basically, like, rediscovering books like The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay,
as if
okay,
it's, like, a new
okay,
read, you know?
Okay.
Even though they came out, like, in 2018, at this point, like, 5 years ago. Or, like, people just discovering Sarah J. Maas. You know? Like, books that have been here for, like, years at this point.
Well, reading is timeless because people are always going to read, but, like, I feel like reading been peaked. Like, once technology happened, reading was never going to be the same. I'm sorry. Like, the temptations of technology is just not something that reading can keep up with. I just don't think people have the willpower. Like, people in general. Like, there are definitely many exceptions to that because there are still loyal readers, but, like... reading will just simply never be the same because there will always be a more convenient option and people are lazy.
Yeah, and I think that's the sad, hard truth to hear, especially coming from someone who loves to read so much. But it is true. Even myself, I see myself struggling to, like, continue reading when I can sit there and watch, like, TikTok. Like, yeah. I think of it and as, like, on a daily basis, if I'm, like, I wake up in the morning, I have, like, 20 minutes to spare, I can either struggle to get through, like, 5 pages of the book that I'm currently slumping through, or I can watch, like, 30 TikToks in that 5 minutes.
Or you can just, like, watch an episode of a show.
Exactly.
But it's also, like, there's also reading in other forms that makes reading more, like, streamlined or just, like, lazy people friendly. Like, you can read, like, manga. You can read, like, webtoons. Like, you can read books with, like, that supplement it with pictures so that it's, like, less work. Which still counts as reading, technically.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, that's a form of reading that people can do. But, you know, I get dragged on every time I'm reading a manga. My mom likes to be like, well, you don't even read books. And I'm like, hello? Have you seen how many manga I've been reading? Like, come on, that's gotta equal at least, like, 10 books. Come on. But, whatever.
Okay, next one is long denim skirts.
I hope it's timeless. It deserves to be.
It deserves to be timeless.
Like, I see, the thing is that it can't be a trend because there's nothing problematic about it.
The thing is, denim... Okay, I denim think will denim never in, die. In and of itself will never die, but the style of denim is constantly changing and constantly evolving.
Okay, when it comes jean to jackets.
Skirts, oh my god, that was a disgusting phase. That was embarrassing. So ashamed.
Yeah,
I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed that I partook in that trend.
Like, nothing. But, okay, there's like the big three of like trends that I like to pretend never happened because like they were gripping everyone by the throat and I wish they hadn't. Okay, big three is like jean jackets. Skinny jeans. I don't know what the third one is.
It was an epidemic.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans was
skinny
an
jeans needed epidemic. To be cut out of
the
society.
Jean jacket. I don't even
the jean jacket was so much worse.
Okay, I give myself an excuse for the jean jacket because I feel like if I wasn't a hijabi, maybe I wouldn't have had such a chokehold on me because it was so easy to just throw on top of anything that didn't have long sleeves.
No, but it was also like, I tried with the jean jacket trend. I really did. But it was like, I was always wearing jeans. And then my mom would be like, denim on denim. And I was like, no, do not say denim on denim.
Denim on denim is criminal.
Denim on denim is like, I'm going to literally invent a time machine. So I can just like kill whoever like started spreading this ridiculousness that denim on denim is viable. No, no denim on denim. Like,
actually,
stop.
I've seen some good denim on denim.
Exceptions. I don't care. Stop that. All
Let
of
me,
it. I want
okay.
it gone.
I want to find an exception to denim.
The thing
on
is
denim.
Is that even when denim on denim's good, it's not better than anything else you could have done anyways. So it's like, you only get props for being skilled enough to make denim on denim work. It doesn't actually make you look any better than if you had just not done denim on denim. So like, there's no point in doing denim on denim. Like, just don't. Just stay away because it just doesn't work like 99% of the time. Like, I'm sorry.
I actually do think that's true, that, like, not the average person can't make denim on denim work.
I swear, you have to be the pros can't even make denim on denim
pro.
Work. Just do something else.
Remind me later and I'll find a picture of denim on denim. But if you guys know the model King Khadija, she has definitely, like, I've seen her post pictures of her in denim on denim multiple times and she always makes it work. But she's a fashion girly, so that's kind of why.
Yeah.
Vests.
What kind of vests?
Like, the black vests.
Oh, are you
like
talking
the one
about
that
like
has.
The? Wait, what?
Black vests.
What black vests? Do you mean like the academia vests?
Yes,
timeless.
The dark academia
because
vests.
People keep bringing that back. So like, I don't
Keeps
see why it would die out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if it gets unpopular in the next 5 years, it'll just become repopular in another 5 years. So like, just call it timeless. Like,
I personally don't love the vest, but it does keep on recurring.
I really like the way. The people that know what they're doing style it. It looks really good. Yeah, they'll keep it alive. Don't worry.
Vivian Westwood jewelry.
Why is that popular? I really don't even understand. That
Honey
is
was
not
a big
gonna be
hater
timeless.
Of Vivian
That's
Westwood.
Not going to be timeless. It's a trend.
Because
it's a trend.
Rocky and I both got matching Vivian Westwood gold necklaces over winter
they're
break.
They're just too expensive. Like,
and she's been bad-mouthing us since.
I'm sorry, but the trend has to be sustainable. Like, the trend itself has to be good. It has to be, like, so popular to where... It's supposed to be so widely accepted to where there are not enough haters for it to die out. And
I don't think there's
be,
a lot of haters of Vivian
it
Westwood.
It has to be viable in the sense that, like, it's good and it's worth your money and that money isn't too excessive. And I would say Vivian Westwood necklaces are definitely far more expensive than they should be.
They're a designer brand. So.
Exactly.
It's
cost going to be a trend.
Sense.
Like, certain designer brands are timeless, like Gucci and Chanel, because they've been established, and I'm sure their goods are like worth it. Okay, very high quality. Like, even I don't even like designer brands, but I'm not gonna about to be like slandering like Chanel or like Versace or like Dolce & Gabbana. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm not coming after those people because I'm sure their goods are quality. When it comes to something like this Vivian Westwood, it has trend written all over it. Okay. Like, you get this one necklace or these couple necklaces, and it's, like, shaped in the sign of Saturn. And it's, like, they don't even have that much else to offer outside this one necklace that everyone likes to pay $380 for, even though it's, like, not worth $380. Like,
I think it's a classic style, though, that could withstand the test of time.
I will not withstand the test of time. I'm sorry. It will not.
Okay. Agree to disagree. Okay, another brand is Telfar. Hadima doesn't honestly know that much about Telfar. I don't
even
Telfar
know what that is. Trend, trend, trend.
No, stop! Girl, I'm revoking, trend, I'm revoking trend. Your black card because of this.
No, I don't care. Trend.
Okay, Telfar, can I explain what Telfar is?
You can.
Telfar or Telfar Global is a black-owned brand. This guy from Togo started this brand, okay? It's designer bags. I have multiple. They also have clothes, but it's, like, mainly the bags that are popular. And I don't know how big of a portion, but a good portion of his proceeds actually go back to Togo.
I mean, I'm glad.
You know, it's a black-owned brand that he started. And it's just such, I think, these days, like, a cornerstone of black culture. Like, it really kind of started as, you know, every black person has their little Telfar bag. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of spread, and non-black people, I'm like walking around Berkeley's campus and I see non-black people with their Telfar holding it the wrong way, mind you. Like this one lady, you see my Telfar bag over there?
That's
see,
so what?
You see the short straps?
Yeah.
I saw a lady put her arm through that, and I was truly disgusted when I saw that when I was walking.
That's so embarrassing. Like, how do you not know how to wear bracelets?
Exactly. Either way, long story short, the reason why the brand got popularized was because a few years ago, they were invited on Oprah's show.
Oh.
And that's how kind of the brand exploded. And they're a really, really exclusive brand. Like, it's not like you can just, like, wake up one day and decide you want a Telfar bag. You have to, like, go online. They have drops every month or every few weeks. They drop different colors and they immediately sell out, like, the minute that it drops. So it's a really exclusive brand, and it's ethically made, and so it's not easy to produce.
Like, I'm not saying it's a bad brand. Like, I'm not hating on it whatsoever. I just don't know if there's enough substance to keep it going long term. Like, it's not going to be timeless. It's not going to be the denim skirt. I'm sorry. I think it's really good, and I'm glad that that's a thing that everyone likes, and I'm glad that this is a cultural phenomenon, but I don't think it's going to last forever.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Like, I'd be glad to be proven wrong. Like, I wouldn't be salty, but I would be salty if I was proven wrong about the Vivian Westwood necklaces. But, like, if they continue on, like, yay. Like, that's good. But I don't think so.
That's interesting. Yeah. Would you ever get a Telfar bag?
Probably not. It's too much money.
Okay, next trend is Oxfords.
Ah, timeless. Easy.
Really?
I don't see why they would go out, like...
I agree.
They're so low-key, and anyone who does get Oxfords knows what they're doing with them.
Yeah.
Like, no one's misusing that power. Unlike with jean jackets, which
stop, not the good. Jean jackets.
Okay? And they were denim on denimic. Like, come on. But, like, with Oxfords, it's, like, people who wear them, oh, those people are the best people. Those people got it down, wearing them with, like, mini skirts and their vests and their collared shirts. Like, they know what they're doing.
Honestly, I think for me...
And they're
me,
versatile, too. Like...
They are very versatile, and the reason why they were popularized in recent years in, like, mainstream fashion is because Emma Chamberlain started wearing them, like, a few years ago, I want to say. And I remember when she first started wearing them.
People think they're
ugly. I thought they were ugly.
Yeah.
But it's just funny how fashion works a lot of the times. Is like, at first I'll think they're ugly, and then I'll look at them in a different way, and it will just kind of click.
Yeah.
Like, I think the same thing happened with me with Mary Jane's. Because I just thought it was,
you
like...
You thought they were ugly?
For, like, a brief stint, I thought they were, like,
I always thought they were adorable. I love them.
I love Mary Jane's.
Like, I saw, like, Alice in Wonderland with her little Mary Jane's. Or I just saw, like, old people in old shows wearing them. And I was thought they were so cute. So when I saw them, like, becoming a thing, I was like, yes, I want to relive my little childhood days. They're so cute. Like, I've been a fan since day one.
This is not a fashion one. Afrobeats.
They better not die. Like, I'm not even gonna say trend, because, like, I can't have that. No. It will last forever. It better.
The only form of acceptance that I could experience in terms of, like, Afrobeats dying is if other forms of African music became just as popular, and so it seems like Afrobeats is dying, but it's not actually dying.
Yeah.
I would love to see other types of African music be as popular as Afrobeats, because especially being West African, a lot of people think that Afrobeats is the only type of, like, West African music out there. But there's so many, like, Fulani beats. There's, like, Senegalese music. Like,
yeah.
There's so many really cool types of, like, West African music that goes undiscovered.
I agree.
Metallic Pants.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Someone submitted this one.
I hope that's not a thing, because that sounds really bad in my head. But actually, also, like, I don't even know what this is.
Let me look up Metallic Pants, because I also don't know what this is. Okay, I think I've seen this before.
Oh, I'm gonna say trend, because it's giving Y2K. Like,
I think it's very much like a
Y2K, you know what I'm saying?
Y2K, like, street style thing. I think they're cute. I like the silhouette of, like, the baggy metallic pants. Never, like, skinny jeans or, like, tight. But it's definitely a trend.
Definitely a trend. Mesh tops. And it's trend written all over. It's just not... It's too flashy. It's too I am counterculture to last.
Yeah. Mesh tops. I think that's a trend.
I'm gonna say trend, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing that's, like... Look at me, I'm so quirky with my mesh tops. I think mesh tops are great, I literally have one. But really I just cute. Don't, they're not gonna survive.
Like, they're really not.
They're not low-key, like, denim skirts, once again. Like,
I'm gonna be sad to see them go.
I will. Just a little. Well, I'm still gonna keep wearing them. Like, no one's gonna stop me. But, like, it won't be like jean jackets where it's, like, after they've passed, everyone's like, ew, we're never doing that again. I hate that.
I think it'll just come be back. Like,
people don't really wear them as much, and then sometimes you see a couple loyal mesh top people wearing them anyways. And then it's like, oh, I remember when that was a thing. That's kind of cute. And you'd still think it's cute, but it's just, like, not a thing that a lot of people wear.
I feel like it's kind of like plaid people. These days. Like, plaid went through, like, a huge boom in, like, 2020. Mainly because...
I think plaid's still alive, bro.
But I think it's alive, but it's not as big as it was.
Okay, like, okay, that's true. I think plaid's very much alive when it comes to specific things, like plaid mini skirts or plaid skirts. Mm-hmm. Plaid. That is plaid everywhere. Or, like, plaid, like, vests. But I wouldn't say you'd see, like, plaid dresses or, like, plaid, like, pants necessarily. Like, you see plaid pants used to be in terms of very certain, like, areas, but, like, not, like, everywhere. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this next one, it doesn't matter whether or not you agree or disagree, because I wish this truly did not exist. If I have to choose one fashion thing to not exist, this is it.
Really?
Uggs.
Oh. You hate Uggs that much? I hate Uggs. Honestly, I don't care about Uggs, because, like, they came I don't back this see year. Them. Yeah.
The platform ones?
No, I know at least, like, they a couple like people that went and got platform Ugg minis.
Okay, the only form of it that I could tolerate is, like, the platform minis, but any other variation of Uggs, get out of here. And also, I just think they're so ugly.
I just think they're mid, like...
They look like animal feet.
Like, okay, I know what it's supposed to be, and it's kind of like the... It's, like, something that people will wear. It's, like, how there's a correct way to bum it, okay? When I need to bum it and I need to go to school and I'm bumming it, I will wear my green flare leggings, never the tight ones because the tight ones look stupid. Flare leggings, Converse, and then, like, whatever sweater on top. And boom, that's the correct way to bum it. The incorrect way to bum it would be to wear sweatpants that, like, cuff at the bottom. Stop. And then, like, a sweater, and then, like, whatever ugly shoes. Okay, so again, it's supposed to be, like, a cute, here's the correct way to bum it. Like, you'd wear Doc Martens is a correct way to bum it sometimes. But, like, it's a trend. Like, it's gonna be a trend. Like, it's not gonna live forever. Because people don't wear Uggs enough outside of when they're bumming it. And then Uggs themselves just aren't cute enough to last long. It's trend.
The fact of the matter is, they used to be a huge thing in, like, 2012. And then all of a sudden, everyone stopped wearing them. And then Emma Chamberlain put them on, and they became a trend again. It's a trend.
Wow. So, is everything she does,
like, everything she does becomes a trend. She's a trendsetter. It's unfortunate. Okay.
It's impressive is what I was gonna say.
The chunky beaded necklaces.
The what?
You know those necklaces that literally look like you made them in, like, your preschool class, but, like, 18 and 21-year-old girls
trend,
would still
trend,
be wearing them?
Trend.
Yeah.
Trend.
Trend alert.
They're, like, not even cute. Like, come on. Trend. Like, I'm sorry. It's just, yeah. It's, like,
hippies.
It's like the phone charm, but a necklace.
No, I literally know what you're talking about. Trend.
Yeah. It was such a trend. Okay, siren eyes.
What are siren eyes?
This is... I actually love this trend, if you could call it a trend. But let me show you. It's like a way of doing your eyeliner on TikTok that's become super popularized. And it's just basically... I mean,
they look cute.
It's basically where you do black eyeliner under your eye and you connect it to a wing instead of doing, like, the wing on top.
Oh.
And I've done it on myself. It looks really good because... It looks really good on me because I tend to have smaller eyes. And so when I do the eyeliner underneath my eye instead of above my eye, it, like, opens up my eyes more.
Mm.
But still has, like, that winged look effect.
I see.
Yeah. I think it would really look good on people with more almond-shaped eyes. But it's been...
It doesn't make sense.
It's a makeup trend.
I honestly don't know vibe-wise.
I think with timeless,
because, like, why not? But, like, I feel like with makeup... If something gets out of trend, you can still do it, and it's still socially acceptable.
Yeah.
So, like people be... I feel like trends...
Well, I don't know about the 2016 makeup, though.
Okay, we don't talk about that. I think that, like, new techniques that people come up with don't die like fashion trends do, because, like, when that trend is dead, people are not going to be wearing it. Like, gone, okay? And so I think like with eyeliner too, it's something that's so subtle, something where it's like there's no room for it to be incorrect or just like ugly, to where like it'll live. Maybe people will use it less, but it'll definitely still live.
Yeah. Next one is 90s, early 2000s media. So movies, shows, and music.
No, let it be timeless, man. Let me have this, dog.
I think the early 2000s in terms of movies was such a great era.
It's so funny.
It will stand the test of time.
Yeah, I agree. No, because that's going to become the new 80s one day.
Yeah, it really will.
If you wait long enough, it will be the 80s, so.
It really will.
Honestly, the energy.
It was just such an unserious era of, like, film.
Yeah, they were just so funny, like, so goofy.
Okay, mom submitted this one because she's been into it.
Oh my god.
Peach colored lip products.
Ew.
I'm so anti
like
peach
them.
Lip gloss.
Ugh.
I'm so anti
peach. I hope it's gloss. A trend for my sake, because if I have to look at people with their peach lips, I'm done. Like, I'm seriously done.
Converse.
No, timeless.
I
Shut
think
up.
It's timeless.
You
personally.
Can't take this away from me. Okay, how long a time Converse been running, and how long will they keep running? Every couple of years, the Converse trend revolves as something different. Like, before it was low tops, now it's high tops, now it's platform high tops, okay? Every time, there is always currently a Converse trend, it's just a different type of Converse. Like, I don't know what to tell you. This is peak, it will never die. It will never die.
It is just such a classic shoe that I never see dying.
Exactly. It's like jeans. Jeans don't die. There's always a certain type of jean or... a handful of styles of jeans that are iconic at the current moment that everyone's always wearing. Like, jeans don't die, and so Converse won't die either. Like, they're too good. And then you'll get people doing different colors, and people, like, doing artsy stuff on their Converse, like, doing art and, like, making stuff. Like, they just can't die. Like,
it's so
they
versatile.
They created the perfect
too.
Shoe. Like,
yeah, no, it's so versatile too, because any age category can wear it.
Exactly. Like, you can get, like, actual, like, babies and baby sized Converse, and then, like, 80-year-olds in 80-year-old sized Converse. Like, you win. They won. They figured out the formula. They're just never gonna die.
Another type of shoe, Crocs.
Oh. Trend.
Yeah, because.
Honestly, they're not even that popular, too, is the thing.
Okay, because when we were kids, Crocs were a huge thing. We all had our own pair of Crocs.
Yeah. Well, we all stole the same
Rakia
pair
lost
of Crocs.
Hers at the beach when she was, like, 4. But we all had our pair of Crocs, and then most of our lives, like, they were just ugly. Like, I don't know about
no
you.
No one even talked about them.
But
like,
it just kind of, like, didn't exist
off
anymore.
Off the radar, bro.
They really went off the radar. And then all of a sudden, in the last, like, 3-4 years. Yeah, I remember it came back like my senior year of high school, because that's when I started
really?
To see people wear Crocs. Yeah.
Dang.
Unironically.
Honestly, so, I didn't really start seeing people wear until, like, this year.
I think it'll be just, like, those one of those reoccurring trends. It's been, the platform Croc has been really popular.
Because, too. Like, there are, oh my god, I'm not even gonna go there. It's giving, like, it's peak counterculture. Like, we're gonna be, like, we're gonna wear this ugly shoe, and it's gonna be the Croc, and we're gonna call it cute, and we're gonna make it cute, and, like, we're so quirky.
We're gonna call it Croc. So dead.
Like, that's what Crocs are. Like, they bring it back every 6 or so years to be like,
it's crazy.
Wow, you don't think this quirky shoe that I made called the Croc is, like, cute? Wow, you don't even know anything about fashion.
I always forget that it's, like, it's called a Croc because it's, like, after a crocodile and it looks like a crocodile. Crocs.
Well, I didn't know that that's why it was called a Croc, but, yeah, you know.
That's why it's called a Croc. Crocs. Have you never seen the crocodile on the logo?
I've seen the crocodile, but I didn't know it was supposed to look like a crocodile. It's just a shoe.
the little grooves in it, and, like, it, really think about it. Like,
I mean,
it looks like a crocodile.
Sure, maybe.
This one goes back to, like, what we were talking about earlier, but, like, having no social media.
You think that's, like, a trend?
It hasn't, like, I don't think it's a huge trend, but a lot of people are predicting that it's going to become a huge trend, and, like, people have kind of started
Hope it does.
A lot of people have already kind of started dipping their toes into this by, like, on Instagram, just becoming very mysterious, like, taking down all their posts. Not really posting anything, just kind of, like, looking at other people's content, but not, like, posting on Instagram.
I mean, yeah, honestly, I believe it. I hope so, because then I don't have to feel weird about, like, never posting or never doing anything. Like, it's just too much work. I'm sorry. I really tried at the start of this school year. I was like, I created a spam account. I was like, guys, I'll be spamming for the girlies, okay? I'll be spamming for the besties. I'll do it. And then it was just too much work, because it was like it felt like there was no point. Like, at some point I was like, I have all these iconic pictures, but what's the point of posting them if I'm posting them for my friends when I could just show them to my friends? Like, it just felt dumb. Like, it just felt redundant, honestly. And then also, just, like, I used to, my main source of Instagram, because I used to go on Instagram all the time. Instagram used to be my number one. Not because I was posting or look at other people's posts, but because I was looking at fan art, and that was my main source of, like, media and, like, consumption. Except that kind of switched to TikTok. So after that switched to TikTok, I was like, well, I don't really want to look at Instagram, and so I just, like, haven't been on Instagram in, like, months, because there's just, like, no point at this point. So, like, if people go off social media, I'm all good for that, as long as I still got, like, TikTok and Pinterest. Those can live. Everything else, that could go. I'm okay with that.
No, that makes sense. And definitely I've seen, like, a trend of people starting to not really post on their main because there's a lot of pressure that's created around it, and starting, like, spams or starting, like, digital diaries is what I've seen a lot of people do. But I think it really just depends on, like, how you view social media, what purpose you want to get out of social media. But I do think that it is going to become more of a trend of, like,
but the thing is that, like, if social media dies, what's going to happen to, like, influencers?
Literally, they're going to go.
Like, I don't think our society will be the same without, like, influencers. And that's why it's, like, I don't know if social media can die, because influencers would have to die first, and I don't see influencers dying, you know?
I think what will happen to influencing is it'll evolve in a new way that we can't even perceive.
I hope you guys are enjoying this week's podcast episode so far. Stay tuned for part 2.
I will chat with you guys next week. Bye.